Do not.
Yeah, we're good. Sorry.
You sure we don't want to do that again?
You can do
Practice.
it again. Yeah.
Okay. It's 4:03 p.m. on the 20th December. I'm calling the special meeting of Southwick Fire EMS Board of Commissioners to order. We do not have a printed agenda for this afternoon's meeting. We have two items on the agenda, levee lift, lid range, and then financial services agreement to cover while we are recruiting a new finance officer. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Just a clarification point. So are you saying the agenda that is in front of us is not the agenda we're following?
This was the agenda from.
No, well, that one is actually for today. We basically cut and pasted the previous agenda because we were going to be covering some of the same items, but I would recommend you could do a addendum to the agenda to add the
Financial planning, yeah.
Motion. I move amend my motion to include the discussion and possible action on the financial planning vendor.
I will second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion's passed. So the first thing on the strategic planning is we work through a capital budget on Saturday. I think everyone's had a chance now to look at that. There's some items that probably would be nice to add to that budget, things like air packs that were not included and possible solar installations for the stations. Neither of those are currently in the totals. So I'm sure we're going to have some additions to that capital budget. So we should probably bear that in mind. But the general purpose is to review the need for a levy, and if we decide to go for a levy, to come up with a range that we think the levy lift needs to be in. So with that, Chief, any updates or any updates from the commissioners on the budget?
I don't have any substantive changes since Saturday to the spreadsheets that we have. Like you said, we have some items that we want to talk about. One is reserve, and the other was things like adding the solar to the stations. I think both of those are going to take time, and particularly with the capital improvements like the solar, will be challenging to get really meaningful numbers on until we're closer to doing those.
Yeah, in the overall scheme of things, those are probably relatively small items, but I would stress there are differences between what we have on here, and we probably need to have some margin.
In that direction, I want to make sure that we have the flexibility to make sure, at minimum, this station is earthquake protected and the other stations that are necessary. Originally, it was thought, staff said, well, it doesn't look like it's much of a deal to secure, harden the fuel tank and the generator out there. Now we're finding that it's potentially a lot more. So I just want to make sure that we have that flexibility for this station and all the other stations that the newer stations, especially, I mean, you know, Cameron Road and Langley and this, some of the others, you know, and I think that Saratoga is class in its own because it's in that part of the district. The two down on the south end, 32 and a half, not as important. So just putting that out there, I don't want to say, oh, it's not in the budget, so we can't do it, and we're not, hadn't solved the problem, and we have a severe earthquake or any kind of earthquake that could especially put this building out of commission.
Commissioner Erickson, any comments from your side? And, you know, obviously we need to look and decide whether we're using the figures using 32 and a half or whether we're going to go with the figures for keeping 32, 33, because we presented both on Saturday.
I'm hopeful for better and more efficient, and that's where 32 and a half aligns with that preference, and I don't have anything else to add at this time.
Good.
I think it's incumbent upon this board and district, if we're going to go for a levy lift, we have to have a strong positive narrative. And to me, 32 and a half is such a logical positive narrative, because here you got two geriatric stations that, yeah, they were built to the standards way back when. It's not good housekeeping to want to fix those stations because it would cost a boatload of money to do it for seismic and anything else. So everything that I will support and advocate is, how do we show the voters we're doing what they hired this board to do, which is serve their interest? And 32 and a half is appropriate. I like the idea of solar, but I will not be in favor of solar if it affects our ability to do 32 and a half, and especially on the short term, the earthquake retrofitting. That's what the voters have hired us to do, and that's where I'm coming from.
Okay, so we want to look at this from the standpoint of the 32 and a half sheets. So with that, we need to come up with a range. I don't think we need to tie it down to the nearest cent, but we need to have a range for no other reason than to give to Liz Loomis Consulting, so that she's been pushing us to tell her where we needed to be in.
So, Chief, what's the appropriate range for us to talk about?
I think where we're at is looking at the spreadsheet that we've put together. I don't think $1 gets us there. I think $1.20 does. So I would say it's somewhere between $1.10 and $1.20.
Let's go whole hog. $1.20 is my vote. Because people are not going to support. If somebody's not going to vote for $1 or $1.10, they're not going to vote for $1.20. So if we have a good story, then, and Chief, if you're comfortable with $1.20, we'll put us in the right place.
This is the best that we've been able to calculate, is that it, as we scroll through and here in 120, we have some lean years, but there's certainly enough fat years to get us through the lean ones, so to speak. So we have a couple of years where with the proposed projects, we are outpacing our revenues with our expenditures, but those only follow years where we have more revenue than expenditures.
So reading what you just said, 120 is the way you'd like to go.
That's what it looks like to me.
I think that's where we should be looking. I think there's enough reserve on the bottom line. If you look at 120 to, you know, pay the years when we are in deficit, you know, the year that we build the station, and the year when we do the training ground, even at 120, we're spending more than we're taking in, but we also have sufficient income, I think, there. If you take that over the first 5 years, 6 years of the program, we have sufficient income to cover the costs, and in the out years, it looked, you know, we've got much less in the way of capital costs. We've got more in the way of paid firefighter costs, but it looks to me like the first 10 years balance pretty well. So make a motion that we look for we'll start looking towards whether we could do a 120
levy lift. I will move that the board approve a policy to move towards going to the voters for a 120 levy lift in either August or September.
Do I have a second for that?
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good job, Chief.
Chair of that board.
Took care of that one pretty quickly.
Okay.
I will just say be a squeaky wheel until we get these stations seismically secured, I mean, as soon as possible, especially this one.
Good.
Yeah.
Really embarrassing. We had an earthquake and this station's out of commission.
We had the first one. We had one a little while back. My first thought was, we just made Commissioner Noble correct.
Okay. Chief, we're still without a financial officer, and you've been talking with Plante Moran. Is that the correct pronunciation?
I believe so.
That's what they on their video. They call it Plante, not Plante or
Plante Moran.
Plante Moran, yeah.
Do you want to give us a quick rundown on how you think we should be proceeding for the next 3 months?
Sure. So, as you know, we went out recently and opened up the finance officer position. We had a number of applicants. We didn't have a lot of applicants that we were comfortable with fill the role. Beyond that, we have had, I think we would benefit from an outside party that has a deep well of expertise at their disposal, looking at our finances, particularly going forward in the light of a potential levy lid lift. I think it would be beneficial to have an outside agency take a look at that. We reached out to several different outsourced accounting firms in the last couple of weeks. A couple of them got back to us. One was Moss Adams out of Everett, which is also a national firm. They were not able to work with us just due to the fact that we're a government entity and because of the specific software that we use. We had a teleconference on Monday, I believe, with Plante Moran, even Friday. Either late last week, early this week, we had a teleconference with their team of, of three and talked to them about our situation. And they felt like we would be a good fit and that they could work with us and help us out. And the last couple of days, I told them that our next meeting with the board would be today, And so if I was able to bring anything to you, I would need it before today. We received yesterday the packet that I sent out. And you can take a look at that and see what the services that they provide. They do not provide payroll services themselves. However, they do provide a host of other services, including budgeting, forecasting, accounts payable, and auditing, internal auditing. My recommendation at this point is to contract with Plant Moran and have them look through our processes, do some internal auditing, help us to do some of the legwork that currently Nikki and Nikki are doing. We have a 3-month period. We can use them as interim. As much as it sucks right now to not have a finance officer, excuse the colloquialism, we know we have some voids in the area of human resources. And by that, particularly, I'm talking about someone managing benefits and things of that nature for employees. We also have an opportunity here with the position open to look at how we're doing business and discover the best way forward. And so my recommendation is to bring these guys on board for the next few months. And during that time, A, look at their recommendations, and B, have some discussions on how we want to move forward in the admin team. One possibility is that we keep a outsourced firm doing some portion of our accounting, and we bring someone on who can focus more, much more than previously, on human resources and be the point of contact for payroll and other accounting needs.
So in the interim, we're going to be doing payroll in-house, and we're going to be doing
AP.
All the AP, and I assume from that all the AR as well. Not that that's very big.
Right. Yep.
Are we able to do that comfortably with the staff we have without sort of stretching people too thin?
I wouldn't say we're, I wouldn't say it's comfortable per se, but we're able to do it. I had a conversation with Vicky this morning about payroll. She finished the last payroll of the year here about an hour ago. She feels like she is comfortable with this plan going forward, and that we can keep the wheels on the bus as we onboard Plant Moran. Nikki, do you have any thoughts on it and doing AP?
It's all right. I feel comfortable doing it.
Okay. But time-wise, you can fit it into the job. And okay.
I think the alternative right now is we don't do this, and we either try to just do what we're doing now, or we go back out for the position. The reason that I don't think that immediately going back out for the position, there's two reasons for that. One is it's not a great time to try to rapidly onboard someone, being the end of the year. Two, we want to have more time to select the right candidate. And three, I think this could potentially give us a little breathing room to look at our processes and decide what exactly we want to go back out for, so that I don't think any of us want to continue the loop that we've been in.
So costs for this, I mean, they've given us a cost per hour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they were full time, they'd cost us $3,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
What's their estimate for their costs? Are they thinking this is a full time position for one of them, or is this a very part time position?
I think it would be a part time position. The initial estimates that they gave me, the preliminary estimates, they thought between 6,000 and 8,000 if they were doing sort of everything we wanted them to do, or everything that we had discussed, which would be budgeting, forecasting, payroll, and AP. Really, we can customize what they're doing to our needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to, I need to have more discussions with them about the size of this and scope of the project and go in with our eyes wide open on the costs.
So is that $6,000 or $8,000 first month or a longer period? Where does that
mean? Monthly, they anticipate the cost will be higher in the first couple of months.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Yeah. So, but what did, when you see, Chief, when you said $6,000 or $8,000, what's bracketed?
Is that the first month?
No, that would be ongoing. The first month, it just depends on the scope of what we ask them to do.
Okay, but, so ongoing $6,000 or $8,000 for what you've described.
Mm-hmm.
And does that envision if they were to be contracting with us for those services, or is this 3 month period we have a bump to get started and then $6,000 or $8,000 remaining 2 months? Or?
Again, that just depends on the scope of what they're doing. If they're getting right into helping us out with the audit with the state, that's going to take a lot more time.
Oh, yeah.
I think we need to have an idea of what we want to control that down to. We have a certain amount of work that we can do ourselves in-house.
Mm-hmm.
I also think it's wise to take a good hard look at our finance.
I mean, this is circular, but I have concerns given all the work that we've done with our budget of what the implications are of bringing in this firm. And on the one hand, we've agreed that it is worthwhile to invest in making sure we do it right. But on the other, you know, we're looking at the levy lift in particular because we don't have the funding to do all the things that we want. So I guess I'm just, how do we ensure that there's a good return on investment, because this does seem like it has a high cost, and have we properly accounted for it in our 2024 budget?
We've clearly not accounted for this special circumstance. We do have money for the finance officer, which will cover a portion of that. I would say, and I don't mean to say this like these aren't serious figures, but if we're looking at even $30,000, which I do not want it to get to that level in the first couple of months, but if it were, we're talking about figures that we've set aside, like for a tender for 2023, for instance, that we have purchased of $400,000 and another $400,000 for next year. We're looking at sort of restructuring how we replace apparatus.
Mm-hmm.
All that to say, I believe that we can absorb the costs if it's worthwhile to us.
I think what you're saying is that there is the possibility of what we spend on this firm paying off in the long term of helping us make sound financial decisions for our future.
That's correct.
Chief, in January, it'd be 5 years on board. And we're now in our third finance officer, I think it is. So it says to me a couple things. One, we've had finance officers who are tied to the military with spouses. We have a problem trying to get a pool for somebody to come in and do the work. If we're on the other side, we didn't have a ferry, you know, maybe it'd be a different situation. So for me, I think it's, well, I mean, I read through the proposal and tried to gather as much as I could on top of everything else that came on my plate today. It seems like we need to be in a position that when we advertise for whatever the scope is for the finance resources, whatever, that it's something that, Chief, you can say to the board, this is the best way forward. You said earlier in presentation, we did at least see what was available for the finance officer position, and nope, he just was stellar. So the problem is continuing. So from my viewpoint, some shekels you got to shell out for these people, but reading their proposal and the description, and granted it's any kind of proposal, it's a marked document, but it kept on coming through. There was a consistency. So it sounds like I really don't know what the dollars to get in will be or what the dollars would be ongoing, but in that direction, if you can winnow out through the references, if there are some of those reference folks, what was their situation? Mm-hmm. What were their dollars to get in, and what are the ongoing dollars? So they must have districts that are government agencies, whatever, that are somewhat analogous to us. Obviously, ideally, if there's references from rural districts,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't necessarily have to be a fire district, because it's the governance of the district we're concerned about, not what does the district do. And I guess it really is immaterial, but if you had some idea if we were, or did they tell you who on their staff we would be working with? Is that...
Yeah, they did. Their profiles are in
those pictures.
That's who we had the conference with.
Okay.
Yeah. Do they have additional staff beyond the three CPAs and the office manager?
Yeah, they've got
3,500.
Yeah, a lot of a very deep staff. Those three are specialists in the area of public sector.
Okay.
Yeah. As I said a few minutes ago, it's a marketing document that was extremely well done. So that says something about the caliber of the company and the fact that they publish these references in advance. It says that they're not going to get surprises from them. So let's see. Nope, that's pretty much what I thought. I really think it's incumbent upon the district to move forward with this plant, whatever they plant.
Plant Moran.
Moran, yeah.
When do we start with the state audit? Because that's coming up here.
Yeah, they've already requested information, so they're beginning the process now.
So we're going to have a fair amount of work with that, because I think that's a lot mm-hmm. more in depth this year has been in the past.
Correct.
And we want to make sure it is a stellar audit, and if it comes down before we go to the voters, I don't know what that time frame is, but if there's any reason that whatever the highest rating would occur before we go to the voters, that would be good.
Difficult to judge exactly what the costs are going to be. My guess is going to be that they're going to be quite steep for the first couple of months. Mm-hmm. Quite likely somewhere up around the 30,000 mark. If you just take their blended rate, it's coming to 33,000 and change. After that, we're going to probably do a lot of money once we figure out what we've got. If you take that as a full annual rate, if it really puts me $4 a week to do this, if you take it for
a lot,
it's very nearly $500,000. I don't believe that this is something we can or want to think about doing as a permanent operation.
Well, not with their staff full time, but there's possibly a role for a very limited.
Yeah, my thought was to have them potentially involved in something like tables where there's it isn't a huge amount of time. They could likely streamline that program quite a bit, but help us to find a solution that ensures regular payment so we're not falling behind.
So is it possible to be very clear on what the initial deliverables are that we're looking for and kind of have an assessment point of is it 2-3 months from now, or is it once we've achieved the initial goals that we need to take care of, that's when we say what this option of do we keep the firm on for some things? Do we go back to having a finance officer where we find somebody who will stick around and is the right fit, or this hybrid of keep the firm and bring in somebody who may have more of an HR focus. I think the concern is simply that we are not inclined to write a blank check to say whatever it takes, only because our budget is behind it.
Yeah, this is going to take a lot of management. They make that quite clear in their proposal.
Yes.
You know, they pretty much tell you the bill, you're responsible for your bills because you're going to be managing this.
Yeah, I think those are great points, and I think we can absolutely have a conversation from this point. If it's something that we're looking interested in going forward, is to determine with them exactly the scope, and B, I will ask them for weekly spend reports so that we don't get a month in, so that we get a week in and we can temper where we're at.
Knowing where our budget ended up last year, I think we need to sort of move forward reasonably briskly with funding a new financial officer. I don't think we can postpone that for 2 or 3 months and then start looking. I think we need to write up. You know, right now there's no point in worrying about it because I don't think anyone's reading the Help Wanted ad until probably about the 3rd of January. And, you know, when the Christmas credit card bills come in, we'd be very worried about finding a position. But I think we have to start moving forward on what we want for financial officer and amending the 2024 budget to reflect what we decided we really need. We've got two ranges. We've got the finance officer one and we've got a finance officer two range. You know, if what we want is really someone who is going to be in the finance officer two range, that we need to look at it, see what it's going to cost us, and decide if that's what we're going to advertise, or whether we're going out for finance officer one. I think that's a decision we've got to take pretty quickly, and we've got to advertise pretty quickly. Sorry, that opens to the commissioners, but that's my feeling. So, you know, I don't think we can expect to do 6 months with these people for very much less than, you know, $150,000,
$200,000. They'll only do 3 months in.
So the issue really is for us to advertise, we've got to know what we're advertising for. And, you know, Chief, that's, I'm hoping that these folks can work, and maybe they have worked with, you know, how do you finalize or create something that is doable based on the situation in this particular district? Because, you know, it's frustrating, but, you know, if we're in our 3rd or 4th finance person in 4.5 years, you know, something isn't working. And so that's where, speaking for me, I want us to come out of it. When you advertise, the board and you feel this is what we want, so then the candidates can come to the surface and will fill our wants.
One thing I will say is, in reading recent postings that have been filled, there have been several finance officer positions in the public sector, and in particular the fire districts in Western Washington last few months, and they're filling about, up to 50,000 more a year than we're paying. They're definitely 30,000, 40,000 more is not uncommon.
And that's for a district of our size.
Some are bigger, some are smaller, some are similar size. Yeah. But either way, I don't think the great candidate is, even if it's a slightly larger district, it is the same pool.
It's a critical role.
It is very critical.
It's very critical. I think we've got to move on it relatively quickly. How does the finance officer two position, what difference would that make to the salary that job would pay?
I think the top end of that versus the top end at FO1 is, I want to say it's $10,000 or $20,000 apart. I mean, it's not a vast difference between the two. I think if that's the route we go, I agree we need to move on it relatively quickly, like maybe by early January, we need to be having conversations, maybe mid-January posting. I mean, that's not a lot of time, that's a couple of weeks. But between that, we would have to, if we wanted to amend what we're offering, that's going to take work with the board. If we're going to amend the type of position it is, that's going to take work. So we have a lot of work to do on this coming.
Absolutely.
When I think about our current financial priorities, I think of the audit, I think of the ability to forecast, which I know we've all been working on, but just being really solid on that, I think there is some precision to the crystal ball of where our expenses are headed, and then there's the levy lift. And those are longer term concerns that this firm can help us bridge as far as the gap goes, but those are things that are not, that the levy will come and go. I guess we have to see how all of that unfolds, but the forecasting, thought it also will come and go, but it'll come again. I'm just inclined to consider what can this firm really do for us in bridging the gap to that next thing? And so I think there is some pressure to sort this out quickly.
Yeah, I think there's pressure to decide what we want for a financial officer, to take a look at our budget and see what we can afford and what we really need. I think we've got to keep that process moving forward, because is the 3 months that they've quoted you, is that a hard number or is that a relatively soft number?
It sounds like they want to know at 3 months, either you're no longer interim and we need to go to a long-term contract or not.
Because if we're going to be, say it's mid-January by the time we've got a description written and we've had a chance to look at the budget, by the time we post it, if we give it 2 weeks for postings and we hopefully get candidates, it's probably going to take 2 weeks to interview. That puts us into mid-February. Mm-hmm. And for a position like that, it's not unrealistic to expect them to want to give at least a month's notice. And I'm going to be very averse to someone who's giving less than a month's notice, because if they can do that to their current employer, they'll do it to us. I want somebody who's going to treat their treat their who treats their employer responsibly. Mm-hmm. So I think we, you know, that takes us to mid-March before we have somebody on board. And I would like to see at least a 6-week overlap between these people before we expect the new finance officer to be up and running at, you know, 90% efficiency.
So we all agree this is serious, needs to be done. I'm concerned when we talk about a mid-January to go out for the new position. I would prefer we err on doing it right, take a week or two or three or whatever, so that when we, Chief, you bring forward to the board, we all are agreed this is the way we want to go. We know on the short term we can put the spit and chewing gum and baling wire and hold this ship of state together, but let's do it right. So for me, I mean, I appreciate what Tim Powers is saying, but I don't want us to, I want us to do it right. And that's my apprehension of what I'm just hearing, you know, mid-January. Well, for all intents and purposes, January 1 is tomorrow. And I'm really cautious to say, would you be ready by January 15th to advertise?
I think, well, I guess kind of what I was thinking is that would be a good time to start the conversation. I think reasonably the first meeting in January, we could start the conversation in earnest, but I agree. We need to give ourselves a little bit of time. As far as the 3 months goes, they can provide any combination of those services down to one or everything. So that's mm-hmm. one thing that we could look at is at the end of that time, if we want to keep them on to do consulting with us, I'm sure that we could find a size that fits, so to speak.
But a lot of the work that we're asking them to do in, or they've offered to do in this at our request, would come back in-house once we've got a financial officer in place. So I think we need to make sure that they can cover us for, you know, 4 or 5 months if that's what it needs to be. And just explain that, you know, I'm concerned that we're going to have somebody on board.
Mm-hmm.
In that time frame.
But, you know, if you look at their promo sheet, this document here, and they always talk about, you know, people, business, yada, yada, yada. Well, every district, every government, yeah, they do basic things, but they're somewhat unique. And so we are unique to this community. I'm sure that Plant, whatever, are that they go through this with all of their prospective customers. So, I mean, we need to come forward, Chief. You got to come forward and say, okay, this is what we have. What do you advise to address the problems on the short term? We want to bring in a finance officer, but we've had problems with them. You know, this isn't unique. We like to think we're unique, but it's not.
No, and that's what, in our conversation, they said, this is all we do all day long is we're going through finance officer, we're having problems. It even says in their proposal, make the pain stop and get us on track.
Yeah.
So, I might have missed it, but in their material there, can they specifically help us with strategy on kind of assessing the options of whether we keep them on a late fare or
there's a section where they talk about helping us planning and figuring out what the right
I think
sort of size is. Thank you.
The main thing I want to be clear in utilizing Plant Moran services is a game plan for not fully utilizing their services forever.
Phasing them out as soon as possible.
In their conversations, they were very much about, hey, we can do the ABCs. We can do audit preparation, budget, or controllership, and any combination thereof. And a big part of what they would like to do is come in and help us design our system better.
Yeah, and for that, we're going to pay a higher rate than the blended rate. The blended rate, I'm sure, is between the CPA and some quite a lot of being done by a bookkeeper.
Yeah, and his indication was that initially there will be senior consultants.
Yeah,
obviously those.
Yeah. So we need to know if we're going to get a blended rate across the board on this, or whether we're going to get a senior consultant rate.
My understanding was that it's across the board, and that I think they're accounting for greater service in some areas and more expensive and less expensive at $195 an hour.
Yeah, the blended range, I'm sure, is right away across from someone who's just a bookkeeper up to someone in the CPA and a senior CPA in their organization.
I think there are $225 for a senior CPA.
Yeah.
And so if we end up bringing in a finance officer that overlaps with this contract, every time we've hoped that there is an opportunity to pass the baton, and especially if they're helping us set the framework for what our future financial operations look like, that there's an opportunity for that new financial officer to gain information from how that works by working with the plant we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think so. I mean, it'll be interesting. I can have a like I said, this has been a short time frame, and I can reach back out to them with some of these questions and find out at the end of that 3 months what does it look like going forward. Everything that all the discussion that we had is that it's very much scalable to what our needs are.
And you know, if the decision is that we go with a financial officer with, you know, a deeper background than we typically have in the past, then I feel that we've probably got to do almost all of this work in-house, because I don't think the budget's going to be there to have both a higher cost finance officer and a consultant working on the job. I just don't see how we can budget for that.
Yeah, and I guess my feeling is right now that we have a gap with HR.
Yep.
And the finance officer has been, I know has been doing a lot of that work, and I don't know that that's the best approach. So that's what I guess I'm trying to understand is, how do we fill that gap? And I don't think we do it the same way we have been. There's going to be additional cost.
Yeah.
And I think it's worthwhile because of the liability that creates to not cover that well.
Is there an alternative consideration for a financial officer where we recognize how critical that role is and what that means for our bottom line big picture? And maybe part-time HR, or is it only fit as a potential financial class HR role?
Well, I don't know. I think all those options are open to us right now. But one of the other challenges with saying a more senior finance officer, and I don't know the exact workload because I don't really, it's not my job. I don't know it that well, but the question is, those folks are generally having a team that is doing their payroll, their AP, and their AR. I mean, that's a lot of them are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to bring that person in and go, I need you to do all this high level stuff and all this other stuff.
That's
where I see some outsourcing combination, maybe financially responsible, because we could get somebody else, like Kamano, for instance, uses an outside payroll person.
Mm-hmm.
some combination where we alleviate that workload a little bit.
So what about when we talk about HR, is that something that can be contracted without the HR part of it?
I've looked at that, and it's pretty tough.
Okay.
I found a couple of them, but
I think it's all impossible.
Okay. I don't want to believe that.
I had the same thought, and I've done some research on it and had a hard time.
So you're suggesting that one option is we're highly selective of just one or two a la carte options mm-hmm. that Plante Moran could offer in addition to a finance officer, and that's separate from the HR conversation.
Yes and no. I think what are the highest load aspects of the accounting work that would be best suited to a remote option that is outsourced? For instance, a lot of people are using an outside payroll person. What about outside AP? The way we're doing accounts payable right now is incredibly time consuming for what we're doing. We're cutting 10 checks and it takes hours because there's so many steps in it. So can they streamline that? And then in the long term, does it make sense to have those quicker processes that we want to always have done right over and over? And if we lost a finance officer or something, it's not, oh my God, we're going to have a backup person do it. It's seamless. And I think the ones that we need seamless, really importantly, is paying our bills on time.
Yep.
And paying our people on time. And then there's that budgeting part, long-term budgeting and forecasting. And then there is all the things where HR and accounting mesh. And that is, are they getting the right benefits? Are we paying their benefits correctly? Are we paying their taxes correctly? Are we getting, all those little bits and pieces? So sorry, I feel it's a little bit circuitous, but I don't have an answer yet. And that's where I'm hoping to get some more information.
So yeah. Today, I mean, we've just got this, obviously. Are you looking for a vote to go ahead with that? And then we consider our options for what else there is, because it feels like on the one hand, it would be really nice if we knew exactly where we were headed.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm hearing right now is we don't know.
Correct.
So I'm firm on having a plan for not using their full services forever.
Right.
Having the scope clearly defined and a check-in at 1 month, 2 months, possibly 3 months to say, hey, we're ready to cut our ties or only use you for these things that have been most worthwhile. So we are being judicious with our budget. Yeah.
I think it's going to be at least 4 months before we'd be ready to cut if we're going to use them as the interim.
So, Chief, wait.
Because I just can't see how we do this very much quicker, realistically.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you run into somebody who, for some reason,
walks on water,
has moved to the island because he loves the island and has the right background and
walks on water.
Wants a job, I think the chances of that happening are slim to nil.
We have some people who are interested that could be a good fit, but I think having some professional help to look at our process now and to look at what our needs are.
Yeah.
And maybe that looks like we have a conversation over the next month that, hey, we've got a really good idea of where we want to go. This point they can do X, Y, Z, or
I think we've got the month to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think what date is our meeting in first meeting in January?
The 11th,
yeah.
So Chief, what I'm hearing from you, speaking one board member, I think we need to use this vendor. But I don't feel comfortable in saying what we're going to use them for. So will you like some motion from the board that says it's like a concept, it's a consensus in the board to move forward. We don't know what you're going to come back with, the assumption that in the January meeting, we would have fleshed it out and some idea where we're going. What do you need from us?
Okay, why don't, here's what I would propose. The board makes a motion to approve. I move forward with discussing details with Clint Moran. You're saying, yes, we're good conceptually with the direction we're going. I can circle back with them, find out more information on what is the end of that interim position look like,
yep.
A, and B, what can we put in place to box in our financial exposure to say, we're going to check in every week. These are the things we're going to look at, and this is where we can on the outlook on this thing.
Yeah. So he would want something from the board that basically says it's a consensus of the board to move forward with Clint Moran with the idea of having something for us to potentially approve in the January board meeting.
Yeah.
Well, I think and I can probably need them on board before that.
I was,
you know, my feeling would be nothing's going to happen in the next 2 weeks. But in the new year, we need to have somebody.
But when in the new year? I mean, our first 11th is not that far away.
11th's not too far away. Yeah.
But it's not. We all want this issue resolved, but I, for one, don't want it resolved if it doesn't solve the problem.
Mm-hmm. Assuming that we're going to wait until the meeting on the 11th to pull the trigger or not with these people, are we in a position that we can keep going, pay our people, pay our bills between now and then?
Yeah.
So you're comfortable that we're in good position to get through
the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is almost a month.
Well, what I would like to do is, and they're going to be busy, and in our discussions, nothing's going to be able to happen until early January. But what I can do is gather more information and send it out to the board. Yep. And if we decide that we needed to move quicker than that, perhaps we can have a quick meeting.
So to move the process forward and move that the board approved authorization to the fire chief to move forward in discussions with Clint Moran on addressing our finance problems. Is that sufficiently broad for you?
I think so, yeah. And I can come back with something more detailed for you on what this looks like.
So I don't know, but we need to articulate the being very clear that come either a special meeting or the next meeting, we have a greater clarity on the plan.
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea, to give him the confidence to talk to Clint Moran with the understanding that in the January meeting, we should potentially, ideally, have a contract to be approved.
There's the contract in place with more description. One thing I'm sort of going to be pretty adamant about is that it covers more than 3 months, because we've got a 3-month cutoff. I'm skeptic about us being able to have a new finance officer in place.
The spirit of my motion is to be as broad as possible, to give him, my fire chief, as much flexibility to come back with something in January 11th that meets what Chairman Commissioner Erickson and I have, we're chewing on.
I think I would be comfortable with that motion.
Such as
is that your elbow to me to second it?
No, I.
It's a consensus motion.
But I think that's.
We're hashing out to do. Second the motion with the understanding we are going to work this through and be clear on where we're headed at our next meeting.
Yeah, I wanted to, basically the intent is to be as broad as possible. I don't want to bracket it in for any reason. We know we've got a problem. The chief is on it. The board is on with this problem. And I want the chief to have the confidence that the board is on board.
So you want the main things I'm hearing we need to address are how is the time, what's the time frame look like, and how do we proceed past the 3 month mark?
Yep.
And a more detailed scope of what this contract is.
I'm not opposed to entertaining 4 months or more, but I would like to be open to what if that perfect finance officer falls into our lap. And it just so happens that we are able to move on without needing to prolong or expand the services from the
firm. We don't want to be bound to these
clients. Well, we're not. This is not really a binding time frame. This is if this is interim. So if it doesn't work out, thanks, guys. We're done.
Because I think when we looked at the contract, for example, with Liz Loomis, it's we pay her by the number of hours we need to employ her for. And I hope this is similar. Like, you know what? We don't need these services, so we don't have to.
That's exactly what this contract is saying.
Wonderful.
So yeah, we don't have a problem with that, and you know we could run it down to 1 hour a week and be good.
Okay. I have a vote. But we did the first. The motion and the second. I did the second. So
all in favor?
Aye. There we go.
So. Chief, if you could move forward with that, there's one other thing I'd ask, and that is that if you could get us a list of the various districts that have in Western Washington that have hired a finance officer with a just a little bit of a sort of write-up of where they are size-wise compared with us. And what they ended up paying so that we can make sure that we're in the right range. There's no point in scrabbling around in the pool if we're offering 2/3 of what everybody else is, but I don't want to offer twice what everybody else is either.
Right.
So that I think that would be helpful in making the decision. And it would be nice to have at least a sort of start of a job description that we're going to advertise for that January meeting, because once we start with that, we need to move quite quickly, in my opinion, to get the advert posted.
Okay.
A
couple of we don't have on the agenda for a commissioner's comment. So we want to bring one thing to the board. The chief's review is we want to work on that in January, but I don't want you, this finance whole issue is so important. So speaking for me, that's job one, to get the Plant Moran addressed and what we do, but we also need to get your review. So if we need to look at that in the latter, I mean, it was clean like you would, most of what you need to do would be addressed by the middle of January, maybe, but if you need to tell us how you feel your time scope is as far as doing your part of the review, so then you can have our meeting.
I've started the review, as we talked about. The truth is there's a lot of sections of it that do require work in analyzing and quantifying data for it. And that is the time that it takes. And we are pretty swamped right now, to be frank. But I want to get it done too.
You do.
So, but we have pressing issues, for sure.
So maybe this board, we should have this discussion at the January board meeting and see where we are.
And, you know, if you do find yourself in a position where you're ready to discuss it before the January board meeting, officer in town. And you would, end of January, you disappear.
Yeah.
Like you have no plans to travel. So, yeah.
Unchained, the biggest of specialists.
If we need to get together, you know, I don't think there's any point in getting together over the Christmas period, but after the first of the year, if we need to meet, then let us know, you know.
Yeah, it would be nice to get moving forward, and I understand all your concerns with it. It's vague. It's been 2 days since we've talked. We need more specificity. We do also have a lot of needs right now from a finance officer that we're unable to fill regarding everything that we've been working with on strategic planning and collective bargaining. We don't have a fallback anymore. Kathy doesn't have time. And those are things that we really need a professional to do. So we do need something. And I don't want to be forced into a position. I don't want us to be forced into a position where we just have to grab the first person.
Got to do it right, sir.
No, I agree.
Two other things. First of all, kudos to everybody that put on the Christmas banquet. I mean, they just did a stellar job. All the decorations. And everything outside the one Santa came. I did notice the reindeer's antlers back up almost. and then finally, just housekeeping for the board. Commissioner Harrison, you would like to me to nominate you as chair for next year?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Second.
So basically, the process would be Chairman Powers, you would convene the meeting to start, and then the motion and elect our new chair.
That's yes. Okay. And as a matter of housekeeping, before we do anything in the new year, I have to be sworn in. So it's relatively simple. I will convene the meeting. We have to formally vote you as the chair for next year, and you've got to swear me in. So we have to send a record of that to
the re-elect.
Yeah, because he was.
Oh, of course. Right. Yeah. Congratulations.
Because on the 31st, I'm out of the job.
Then it's retroactive to the first.
So that will be on the agenda for the 11th.
Yes.
Okay.
If there's a prior meeting.
Okay. Oh, of course.
Great. Technically you're not the
script. I assume. Great.
But provided that
I know, I think they mail it to you or
I'm sure I can find something.
I got mine mailed to me, but I think I know Swiffy already has one.
I have a copy of the paperwork. Yeah. I will bring it to the next meeting.
It would be my honor.
So, thank
you
very much.
Very good.
That's anything for me. I just want to say that I really appreciate the cooperative nature of this board and staff. I go back to my days in Hawthorne. There were seven of us, and you never knew when you were going to curveball. You know, you never knew when somebody had an agenda. So this is me. Because I'm about this chief.
That's
what
the evaluation
anyway. we've got the schedule at some stage too for January. So,
do you want to schedule it now or wait till kind of we need some more time to determine?
Let's wait till the January meeting.
Okay. No problem.
So, when are you're heading out on the.
I leave on the 18th.
So it probably needs to be between the 11th and the 18th.
And not the 18th and not the day before.
The 18th could be the morning I depart at 6:30 at CTEC.
Oh no, we'll do it in the afternoon at 17, you know, about 6 o'clock.
I mean, I have been on the shuttle and dialed in, but I would rather be physically present for this.
No, this is very important. We need to have enough time. to not be dealing with? And how long are you going to be out of town?
I believe we return on the 28th.
Okay.
But I have another Alice forwarding.
So
I'm not sure
the date, because the 11th is a Thursday, mm-hmm. 12th Friday, 15th, 14th. So we've got 15th, 16th, and probably if you're leaving at 6:30, the 17th is probably not a good alternative.
No, I could do it.
No, we're not going to.
I will leave it as an option. No,
15th or 16th
would be great. Spots.
Let's target for the 15th. That's fine with me.
Yep.
Well, I am open to flexibility if needed.
Then that would just be the topic. And we'll need to see your write-up on the evaluation before the meeting.
Right, of course.
Yeah, we need some time.
We need a couple of days to put our thoughts together before the meeting. Otherwise, we'll all be looking at each other and going, I thought you were going to deal with that section.
So we need a motion to adjourn, huh?
We're getting pretty close to that. I don't think anything else we need to get on.
Okay, I'm looking to adjourn.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.
There we go. Yeah, I'm going to give you to.